stories of the apostles in the gospel should give us hope. They should give us hope because the apostles in the gospel, they are far from perfect men. They are far from perfect. They are far from having really soaked in the message and the teaching of Jesus. And so here we see, when we hear about James and John, and they're called also the sons of thunder, the sons of thunder. And so there's this energy, but there's also somewhere in there this kind of maybe anger about them or this competition within them. So we see here in this gospel passage how, yeah, their mother goes up and says, yeah, I want my sons. They should be the most important among all of this group. They should be the most important. And immediately they say, Jesus says, can you drink of the chalice that I will drink? Yes, absolutely, of course. They're very impulsive. We know elsewhere in the Gospels, right, they're passing through a town in Samaria and they won't welcome them. And it's James who says, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? Because of the rage, the inner anger that he has about how dare they not accept Jesus. And he says, no, this is not what we are about. And so they have these flaws, these imperfections as they follow Jesus, as they begin to take in, as they begin to learn his message and his teaching and what it's really about. And James will be the first to give his life for the gospel. James, in that sense, will drink of the chalice that Jesus drinks. He will be the first to give his life for the gospel. He is put to death. And tradition tells us that as he is brought forward before King Herod, he makes this defense, he makes this claim that says, no, this is what I believe. I am a Christian, and this is how I will always live. There, that strength of character, that fire burns within him for a good and for a noble purpose, to make this defense of the gospel. And so he does not back away. In fact, his words are so moving, his witness there of his life and of his love is so moving that his very executioner converts on the spot. The one who was to put him to death says, if this is what this man is like, if this is the faith, if this is the belief that he has, if this is the gospel, I want that too. He says, I'm not going to put this man to death because I want to join him. So they go off together. They go off together to be executed. So the story and tradition that comes to us about that moment is as they are being taken to execution, James still there, has this little bit of hesitancy, has this little bit of further conversion to go. Because the man has expressed this desire to convert, but he has not been baptized. He still is not really one of the believers of the Lord. And so he has this desire and he wants to embrace St. James for comfort and for courage. And James has this moment of doubt, we are told in tradition, should I do this? Because other people are seeing this, other people are watching. Should I really embrace this unbaptized person? And then all the words of the Lord come flooding back to him. All those words about what this means, to give your life for the gospel, to lay down your life for one's friends. And so in the end, he does embrace this man. And they are put to death together, one after the other. So it's something that should stir in us great courage, stir in us great love to say, yes, I want to have this kind of fire within me, not one for anger, not one for rage, not one for competition, but one for love of God. If I have that kind of anger within me, let me turn that instead towards love. Let me turn that instead towards a passion for the gospel. And let me too make sure that I am always ready and willing to welcome others into that fold. Not to think of myself as better than others, but to really be able to embrace them and say, yes, the gospel, this gospel of life is for you as well. This beautiful example of St. James, we ask for his intercession today, that we can learn from his example, that we can see how God invites us in our own lives to imitate him with his fervor for proclaiming God and also with this desire to embrace others.